Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Sandspence Radio, be gracious in defeat. Unless it's to Jackson, he's a dick.
The Sandspence family is ever growing. Every day we get new applicants coming in, offering us their services and their skills to add to the dynamic and strong Sandspence team. Recently, we acquired a fresh-faced, young, driven boy by the name of Adam. And his skills included pretty much only running D&D games as the Dungeon Master. And look, a part of our philosophy is that we give everybody a chance. And so we asked him to come along and start his own podcast. It's called D&D is for Nerds. It's every Sunday. And it's something to see.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or just go to our website, sandspanceradio.com, and listen there.
Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, is the Death Star really the best way to take out Rebel scum?
It's pretty big.
It's too big, even.
Literally nothing about the Death Star makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. I have questions.
Well, it depends what you're trying to do. If you're trying to blow up a planet, I think it's
well,
the perfect
weapon.
Well,
it has a pretty good laser.
I suppose, but like...
Also, shitty ships. It can like... Pew,
is that
pew,
the
pew
only thing?
Ships?
Oh, yeah, it's got ships, but it's like... It's the lasers.
No, as in like
deal.
The lasers can take down ships, which...
Oh,
it,
yeah.
It does I feel like that it doesn't just have that giant planet-destroying laser. It has just like little...
little lasers.
Oh, right.
Little,
I thought it was like... Blasters. I was imagining like you get that big laser and you just kind of swivel the Death Star to get all the ships around it.
No, because like with the Death Star...
Moving an eye.
Okay, I'm going to start out with just a few massive problems I have with the Death Star.
Yeah, okay.
Like some glaring flaws uh-huh. in my mm-hmm. eyes. So the big one is... So it's run by the Empire,
yeah.
which is... The space government. Why is it called the Death Star?
What? Mm, yeah.
Next
no, point.
Did maybe?
Did wait? Is it Palpatine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best name. It's just fun to say. Palpatine.
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 Is the galaxy just going through like a really bad 80s metal phase at the moment?
Death Star.
Like fucking Death Star.
No, but like imagine if the. A government we elected, mm-hmm. although the Empire was not elected.
No, the
no,
Empire...
Well, cool. No,
but was it elected? Were they like, join Palpatine's forces?
It was sort of like he was given too much supreme rule, and then he's like, Jedi's a cunt.
Surprise. Yeah, actually, it was sort of elected.
It was sort of elected, but that's hilarious. By officials that...
He was elected, and he took his... It's sort of like electing someone into fucking... what the fuck? I just went completely...
It's basically a democracy.
Yeah,
so we've been voting for a democracy,
thinking.
And he's like, oh, by the way, I am now king of everything.
So, yeah. Like, if you elected a president, he was like, but I'm not a president, I'm a king, actually.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
like,
also...
Does that four-term, like, only, like, two-term thing? Not forever, indefinitely.
Not
I'm just making
it. Yeah, it'd be kind of like if you had you voted someone into power with a democracy, and then they were just like, surprise, we're a communist nation.
So now. is it more like that Palpatine's like, yeah, we'll call it the Death Star, and then you get some guy in fucking Tatooine.
PR.
Yeah, but like some guy in Tatooine reading the paper, and he's like, so, honey, what are they calling the,
That
new
big old new moon.
She's like, oh, the Death Star, I think. As she, like, does the dishes and he's like, don't agree with that, mate. But there's nothing
well,
he can do
will
about
it. Will
it
keep the immigrants out, though?
But that's even...
Who calls it the Death Star?
Everyone.
Yeah. Okay, so I can't just be like, maybe that was like Rebel... Them
no,
calling,
no, no
they,
because...
That's right,
like
they
Vader
call it the
and
Death Star.
They call it the Death Star. You could be right, though. It might just be like, it's a ship, and they, like, that's the, like...
The nickname.
The nickname.
Well, but
they
have like Star Destroyers.
Why not call it what it like? It's not even really a death. I mean, like it is in the most general, basic sense.
Really, it's more of
it,
a planet,
like, a space kill.
Well, even more, it's more of a death moon when you really think about
it. Why don't I call it like the death ray houser?
No.
What about fucking the Empire HQ?
Yeah.
Did we agree to it? Like, were we even cool just, with it?
I don't know, like how you name ships and stuff. Why didn't like Vader be like
the SS Minna.
Excuse me, you know, Palpatine. Mm. Could we maybe call it the Padme? And then
sad.
And then the Emperor's gonna be like, fuck
wasn't
you.
Wasn't that your dead wife?
I think it should be a good way to honor her.
That's weirdly un-Sith of you, Vader.
Also, Vader...
Do 50 Hail Marys.
Yeah, strange. I mean, with Vader...
On turn of events.
No, Vader, like, you've got to remember, he just never mentions Padme ever again. And he's just like, I killed her.
But
I found out she's dead. No. Never mentioned again.
I'm good now. I got it all out in that no.
Yeah, that was my grief. I went through, like, all stages in that yell. No. And I'm moving on.
I'm all good.
Also, so obviously the name is a big issue just from, like, not just the rebel, but just general population. Yeah. Second thing, very ineffective at taking out anything except planets.
Except Alderaan. So.
And also, let's be honest, like, taking out a planet is not a battle move.
Also,
it's like if I was like, I would love France. Me and my troops, we want France. Nuke it till it's not usable. Not even nuke it. It's just gore.
What if... Because the Alderaan's pretty big, right?
Yeah, it's a large planet.
So what if there was, like, Sith or Emperor sympathizers on that planet?
Well, there definitely was. They did it to make a point, but I don't know what point they're making.
But it was a mild point just to Leia.
Also, like, it's a big thing with that is, like, it's not even that effective for taking out planets, because the whole thing in Episode 4 is it's a race against time for the Death Star lining up with Yavin 4 to just fucking... destroy all the rebels in one foul
swoop. You know that scene where they make a point to Leia?
Yeah.
Imagine if you were one of the, like, literally thousands of technicians they would need to make it fire. And you're just like, oh, we're just getting a signal through. We have to fire soon. He's like, yeah. And like, why are we firing an Alderaan? It's just like, Vader and Palpatine are making a point.
Well, it's not even that.
Like, waste of resources.
Moff Tarkin is making the point.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
So just
my
Emperor and Moff.
Because the Emperor isn't there. I don't think Vader... Is Vader okay yet?
Yeah, no, Vader...
Or is Vader like, whoa, that was Alderaan!
Huh. I think it's just the Moff.
I think
it's a power-hungry Moff.
Hassle Moff Tarkin.
Yeah.
Don't hassle the Moff.
Grand Moff Tarkin. What
is he a Grand Moff? Or is he Grand Moff Tarkin?
Like Grandma, but Grand Moff.
Grand Moff Jackson.
Yeah, I think that's just too much power for one man. Because what if the Emperor was like, I had plans on that, piece of shit.
What is a Moff? Also, like, is Moff Tarkin his name and Grand is his title? Or is Grand Moff...
That's what I was asking.
I'm sure you can be... I'm sure there's just regular Moffs. Or like...
Yeah. One day I'll get to pick a planet. To
like Staff Sergeant Moff is the Grand Moff.
Colonel Moff.
Colonel Moff Jackson.
Rear Admiral Moff.
Rear Admiral Moff.
Rear Moff. Moff. Real Moff.
Rear Moff.
Yeah.
Rimroff.
Yeah. So I think Moff is just your title.
I think we can see where this is all going based on my flaws.
Yeah.
Look.
Do you think you could do a better job?
Yeah, we knew this is fucking going.
I was waiting for this. Often you get a little bee in your bonnet and you're like, a fictional character is doing something I would do very differently.
I think, look.
How are you going to go about it?
Well.
So you reckon you can do a better job at, like, making a Death Star?
Or taking out the Rebel Skull?
Taking out the Rebel Skull.
Or a bit of both.
A bit of both. I feel like I'd need to call it. A lot in column A to help out with column B.
Okay, so the Emperor has been like, that fucking Moff is a piece of shit. I'm firing him. Grand Moff Doucher.
Yes. Oh, I'm not even the Emperor anymore.
Oh, yes!
Grand Moff Doucher.
Grand Moff Doucher. Look, I've got some Sith bullshit to deal with.
Joel Tarkin.
You talking to me? I'm just going to chuff off for a good couple months. I'm taking a me day. Or a me
a
couple
me,
months.
A me month.
I'm the Emperor. I've got shit to do. I go like a lot of
spa week.
You run the Emperor for a while.
The Empire for a while.
Don't correct me. I will strangle you.
Fucking bring it, mate. Anyway, I got
Goodbye.
All right.
Do you also imagine him and Vader and, like, Luke's kind of speeder from the start? Like, Vader's got a parasite.
Oh, by the way,
I'm taking Anakin. Come, Anakin.
In my version of that, they were both wearing, like, swimming shorts. But the rest of their normal outfit.
So Vader and the Emperor are going away for a sneaky retreat. living Makes up sense. To you.
Explain your plan to Jackson and Dusha.
First of all,
Jackson and Zamet, the stormtroopers.
Step one, guys. Welcome, stormtroopers. Hi, hey. I'm Grand Moff Joel.
Hey,
Dusha. Or Grand Moff Dusha.
Grand Moff Dusha, how are you?
I'm great. Hey, guys. It's a pleasure to have you guys here. I feel that you're underappreciated. Bristan D. Morale.
Thanks, man.
Good boy.
I like this guy, baby.
Isn't all right?
I don't feel like threatened to be choked
Sometimes
right now.
Sometimes I think the Emperor's going to electrocute me.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to put
Guys,
my guards on the table.
Look,
I'm
quite scared, but go on.
While I'm in kind of a leadership role, I have very similar fears to you. Lightning, kind of scary.
He's what? A scary boss.
He's a scary boss. Mm. Oh, wait, he's probably sensing this in his leadership.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no. I disagree with Grand Moff Dusha the whole
greatest
time.
Grand Moff Dusha, he was the best.
Needs
choked
to be...
from afar.
Okay, for sake of argument, like, they've just got the radio on real loud.
Real loud that is clogging the force.
Yeah. So they're just jamming out, like, you know.
Obi-Wan, like, I'm just getting Xanadu. What the fuck is this? It's not a disturbance in the force, it's just ABBA.
So yeah,
my jam.
Obviously, I wouldn't break this down to them, but boosting team morale is definitely something. Mm-hmm. Stormtroopers, I feel like underappreciated and scared of dying all the time. So I'm like, guys, look, really appreciate the work you're doing.
Okay.
Obviously, again, this is like a sneaky side note. I'm still talking to Stormtroopers, but obviously, I can't really do that much. Like, it's not like a pay rise or anything. But I just feel like letting the workers know.
Like a fruit basket.
Yeah. Or just like letting them know, like, hey, guys, you're doing a really good job.
Look, I reckon if you don't fire the Death Star just once, you could probably afford fruit baskets for the whole Stormtroopers.
Yeah, I imagine the amount of money. Like, if you could just picture their bank account, they fire the Death Star, it just goes down, like, 50 million credits in one. So how would you boost morale, though? Are you just going to let them know? Are you going to go to each fucking Stormtrooper?
Well, yeah, make, like, a big...
Or
well,
just, like, an email.
Stormtrooper of the month.
No, I feel like a speech... Stormtrooper of the month is a good idea.
Yeah.
Stormtrooper of the week.
Oh my god.
Make it.
There are a lot of them. That's probably a better plan.
Yeah, because month is like, because also it's like when there's like a employee of the month is like, that's unachievable. Mm. I feel like with a week, like if I've had a good week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a group email is a good idea, but I also feel like just like making my presence known with the Stormtroopers.
Okay.
So like, good. Like an email.
So Joel Dushamet, Moff of the people?
Moff of the people. The All people's right. Moth.
Okay.
All right. Step two, hire a PR guy.
Okay.
Smart.
Somebody tell the Empire that, hey, I mean, tell just the general space public,
tell
the Empire is A-okay.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to have a lot of meetings with him, mm-hmm. and based on what this PR man is saying, obviously, I'm not a ridiculous human being. I'm going to take, if he has any dumb plans, I'm going to sort of avoid them.
You're going to sort them out.
Like, if he's like, name it the Love Moon! The people will love it! I'm probably going to be like, look, new name,
Put
yes.
that in the maybe pile.
Yeah, look, scrunching up that idea, just throwing it, maybe pile.
Well, what would you call it, then?
Fuck, I don't...
I mean, that's an issue you have. Yeah. What are you going to call it?
Peace Sphere?
Here I am,
you've got a couple
like,
things.
Joe Every Tatooine, reading the paper. I'm looking, I'm like, oh, new space station built in space.
Well, you'd want to...
Name of...
Well, hang on. You'd want to have it so it'd be something like...
don't give him any
as
hits,
a protectory but... thing. Okay.
Protector Sphere. No, that's a terrible name. That's a... Protector Sphere. Protector Sphere. Sounds kind of like
is a Grand Moff a 10-year-old boy?
Let's name it.
Let's
name it Tonka Truck.
Yes,
it needs more half pipes.
But yeah, you probably want to sell it as more of a rather than an offensive weapon and like defensive weapon. I feel that'd be a good
peace.
Sell.
I feel like sphere is good,
yeah, but peace. Nah.
Sphere is a comfortable.
You kind of want like you know something strong and like protectory. So you'd want like a sentinel or like something like that. Like something to real sell it to the people.
Here I am. I'm waiting
yeah,
for it.
Something sphere. Fuck.
Love sphere.
No, fuck
the
that.
The kiss sphere.
The love boat?
The love boat? Yes.
Okay, I'm naming it the... No, I'm not naming it the love... Even the TIE sphere, like T-I-E, like TIE fighters.
And they're going to be like, honey, is the space station a TIE?
No, it's just sphere. It's like a moon.
Oh, fuck. TIE fighters.
Because the new moth has called it the TIE sphere.
Well, darling, that's just ridiculous. It's not
a right to my local member of parliament. I'll get that shit sorted.
I'll get the typewriter.
Well, okay. With your typewriter, what's your fucking name suggestion? I will listen to the people.
This is why I'm not the moth.
No, I'm the people.
I'm not the muff. I ain't got to decide.
Oh, no, that's a good idea. You have a, like, have a vote.
Have
maybe.
A vote, and if it's
oh, but no, baby, it's so hard to organize.
Nothing that'd wrong.
So good to get all good. Oh my god, no.
Oh yeah, like there are so many planets.
So many planets.
Didn't even think of that.
Oh my god.
Okay, yeah, all right, but
maybe
good luck.
Call it like, call it, like
even
a,
something
a
really generic, just like
the moon, the new moon.
I don't know, like
new moon. New moon's all right.
Like Jennifer or something like
no,
that.
No, that's weird.
New moon, but like NU.
No
moon. Make
I was
it
on board
for
with. I was on board with that.
No, because it reminds me of new metal.
Oh wait, yeah. Now I'm less
now,
on board with it.
Like, is Freak on a Leash? Like, it's the insult. Yeah.
Let's call it corn.
The corn star. Corn starch. Mm. Fucking hell, naming the Death Star is really hard.
It's hard. I know, like, you've got, like, he's coming back, Palpatine.
What if we, like, no, I like the idea of having it nicknamed the Eye in the Sky.
Okay.
Because it looks sort of like an eyeball.
Okay.
It does.
I'm like, the Eye in the Sky, what is that? Was it watching over
like,
me?
No, yeah, like, the watcher.
No,
watching means, nah,
no, because I'm scared of Big Brother connotations.
Mm, yeah.
Eye in the Sky, keeping you guys, keeping
safe.
Peace.
Keeping everyone safe.
Keeping everyone safe, not watching you.
Safe sphere?
Is that what it says on the...
Safety sphere? The safety sphere.
It sounds like something you buy so that your toddler doesn't fall down the stairs.
And how good is that to sell to people?
I suppose so. The safety bubble?
No.
So, Dusha, is that what it says on your billboard? Like, the... whatever you call it, the Eye in the Sky, keeping watch on you guys, but not watching you. Is that what your PR guy? He's like, you sure? You're like, yeah, that's what I want. He's like, I mean, okay.
I guess
your
it's a little
face,
better
like,
than
yeah. It's
gonna cost you per letter.
Can I imagine it's like the picture is Jolt, this Grand Moff Dusha, and he's got the Death Star in one hand, and it's like he's taking a bite out of it, like it's an apple.
That's exactly what I imagine.
The Eye in the Sky, making sure you guys keep watch, but not like watching you.
The perfect slogan. And all the people of the Empire are going to be like,
what about just
we
like
have
the
to be
fucking,
like, yeah, or else
what
we're going to get straight.
I'm going to die anyway. So.
What well about done. The Peacemaker or some bullshit like that?
The Peacemaker?
I'm liking the Peacemaker.
No, Peacemaker.
Peacemaker's good.
And yeah, then, right. then the nickname of the Eye in the Sky.
Okay, good.
Keeping right. you safe.
So you've got like a...
watching you. Not like watching you.
Perfect, perfect.
It's a busy billboard. There's a lot going yeah. on
now. No!
Okay,
it's
so you've
the
renamed
nickname.
It.
Yeah,
you nicknamed it. All right.
All right.
The Peacemaker.
So what, are you still just blowing up planets willy-nilly?
Can I just... Maybe like a grate over the exhaust?
Just oh, yeah, that's just to stop any rebels.
Just a sneaky grate.
Well, just like me and Stormtrooper Zammit. Like, I know it's not our place, but like, we just hang out down
hey,
there.
No, this
like,
is your place. That's the thing. I'm the people's moth.
Grand moth.
Just
Dusha.
Knock on my fucking
moth
door, guys. Look. All
right.
Sometimes it will be busy, and hey. Look, hey, welcome. You've caught me at a great time.
Awesome.
Come in, guys.
Awesome. We've got a couple of security issues.
So sometimes when we're having lunch, I know it's not, nobody goes there, we just thought it was fine. We go down to that little, the hole in the exhaust.
Yeah.
There's just like a nice little room by there. We sit there, and we've just noticed that there's nothing kind of covering it.
Okay,
and
look.
We look at the schematics, and you get like a torpedo down
yeah,
right there.
The
whole
thing
just gonna, there's really
it's
just...
all connected, which we thought oof. Was odd, but again,
I mean, is
before
like a
you, we didn't
generator
feel like we could say anything. And
or something,
wanna,
like fail
thank
safes.
You for giving us a voice.
Hey,
yeah.
No problem, guys. Look, I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm gonna, a few things. One, thank you so much, guys, for just coming in here being honest with me. Second, I'm a little disappointed you've been hanging out in off area in it, off limit areas.
Yeah,
sorry,
well,
guys.
No, hey, I get it. Look, we can.
Look, hey, but you've been fucking honest to me, guys, and I feel like I really appreciate that. So, look, I'll look into it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably don't hang out there anymore, guys. But hey, thanks so much for letting me know. It seems dangerous. I'll sort that out.
That's not a problem.
Good.
Thank you
good.
For listening,
thank you, Grand Moff.
I think
on that note, can we get like a better common room then?
That sounds pretty. The Peacemaker's pretty big, so I'm sure that there's somewhere that's not being used.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. Look, I'll look into it for you guys. Well, look, again, look, no promises, but I.
That's
look,
all right.
Look,
hey, look, and it's a big star.
You
look,
do what you do.
I'm writing. Look, I'm writing it down.
Excellent. Excellent.
I'll look into it.
Thank you so much.
What a champ.
I think the cool. biggest issue I'm going to. This is, again, side note.
Yeah, hey.
Biggest issue I'm going to have is. Like, that's why I've been, the way I've been talking to you guys, like, there needs to be a little, like, I need to be kind of stern.
Yeah, nah, because, of course, if you don't fall through, or,
it,
like, you know.
And it's, and it,
and emperor like, has need... a cut his trip short. You got a little bit of wiggle room, so you know. It's covering bases. I feel
like and I'm... also, let's be honest, like that place we were hanging out, that's an exhaust. Like it's dangerous. We could die.
Like, that's on us.
I could be like, Tammet, I'm going to balance the sandwich on my head and walk on the fence. And you're like, no, do it.
Hey, is there any oxygen? There's a lot of carbon monoxide in the air. I'm a little bit lightheaded.
I just imagine like you walk because there's nothing protect. You just get sucked out into space.
You're like,
look at Jerry go.
Oh no!
I think a big issue I'm gonna have
just,
is like
taking your sandwich out and it just. Phoom.
I'll go get it.
Trying to intimidate Leia, just me flying by. Hey.
Just like arm outstretched for a sandwich.
Give me a little wave.
Good.
Yeah, the biggest issue you're gonna have
because I've been so lovely to you guys.
Yeah.
I think word's gonna spread. I'm gonna have a lot of stormtroopers knocking on my door.
Gonna be a lot of. All day long.
Yeah, which is, again, look, guys.
When are you going to find time for Moffin, though? Like, that's the question. Yeah.
So, what are you doing with this now, this Peacemaker? So
look, no, I think the idea of it just floating around in space is solid plan so far.
So you can basically have it hollow and...
Look,
no
I could
know.
Probably... Look, just, I'm still not... Look, I still board. Fucking work for the Empire, guys. Mm. Being fucking nice, but fucking...
Yeah. Hey.
How are you getting rid of the Rebel scum?
Well, okay, the whole Leia thing, that's good. And for some reason, Darth Vader and the Emperor chuffed off on their holiday while Shistin's still in my captivity.
I'm imagining this is taking place like at the start of episode four, where they're just like, we've got the Princess Leia, but we did book in that holiday, Darth, so...
Okay, so I'm going to go speak to Leia and be like, look.
Cool.
G'day.
Hey, Leia.
Hi.
Princess.
Thank you. That's my title.
Look,
be better
you
if you
clearly
didn't
know
it.
You're in trouble. You wouldn't be here if you weren't.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky. Look, first of all, you're lucky that fucking...
What's this about? Come on.
Well, we're playing good cop, bad cop now, Leia. Look, I've had it up to here with you, mate. No, hang on. I need to approach this situation.
Do you want to just leave and come back in?
Yeah, hang on. Look, Leia... Oh,
Look, Leia, he's not usually like this. He'll be back.
Leia!
I can't take you seriously.
Thanks, Sam.
It's no worries.
Stand down. Leia!
Uh-huh.
You're lucky Vader and fucking the Emperor aren't here, but they've left you in my capable hands.
Okay.
First of all, where's the fucking plans to our fucking Peacemaker?
Because, look, if you don't tell him, like, Vader and the Emperor, they're going to probably choke you or, like, lightning you, so you probably should listen to him.
I didn't put them in R2-D2.
Thanks, mate. Have a sick one.
Fuck.
I'll be back.
Fuck.
I think he put him in R2.
Yeah, I figured that because I'm not a fucking idiot. Also, I noticed that you mightn't be aware of this, but we scanned an escape pod that came out of your ship. No life forms were found, but had me thinking. You know what won't show up as life forms? Droids. Do you know what's a good thing to keep schematics in? Droids. Do you know where we're chuffing off to? Tatooine. To fucking find your droids.
Okay, so we chuffed down to Tatooine.
I find the escape pod.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send down some stormtroopers to find the droids I'm looking for.
Yeah,
neat. Yeah, you're like, just don't listen to anyone. If anybody says that they're not, they are.
Look, assume all droids are probably what you're looking for.
Bring me all droids.
Also, Tatooine. Like, it's the Outer Rim, out of my jurisdiction. Yeah. But, do you know what I hear about them? Lots of Jawas.
Mm.
Jawas collect droids. Stormtroopers, keep a fucking eye on them. Look, have some credits. Look, here's a company credit card. Don't fucking buy any. I'll know. Oh no! Look,
it'll show up,
guys. I understand, guys. Uh-huh. It's gonna be hot down there.
All I'm thinking of doing is fucking hanging out that cantina. Yep,
guys,
it's gonna be hot down there.
Man, it's fucking jumping.
Oh, so hot. Yeah, nah, give me that credit. Yeah,
yeah. Look, okay. Whilst I am in charge at the moment, remember that Darth Vader's your boss.
Oh, he is.
He can fucking choke the shit out of you guys.
He'll have none of it.
Look, you know what, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring in two more troops. I don't think I can fucking trust you.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a bit mean. I mean, we did come to you with the exhaust grate.
Like, what about the exhaust grate time?
Well, that's the thing. Look, guys.
Remember
look,
those great times?
As people, you're great. And the look, I'm glad that we fixed that. Spoke to engineering. Could have killed all of us.
Lucky, maybe a commendation.
So maybe you just give us that credit card. We'll
obviously, the
droids.
Reward that you guys got should have been good enough.
Fruit basket.
No. Right. You got a bonus. You fucking saved everyone's lives, guys. Come on.
That's all right. I'll spend those credits on cool drinks and cantina times.
Yes.
Shut up about the fucking cantina times.
Look.
We won't go to the cantina. We'll happily look for these droids.
Was you saying bring all droids to you?
Yes.
Have you provided us with some kind of truck? in which to carry droids.
No, I'm...
There are a lot of droids. I mean, maybe there's not, but I feel like just, I mean, everywhere.
A whole planet of droids. Do we at least have like a quadrant?
Yeah, you guys can have a quadrant away from Mos Eisley.
That's fuck. Why do you even say that?
Guys, look, I'm not an idiot, and you guys should really not. Like, I can hear everything.
hear what? Jackson, you fucked up. Yes.
Look, guys, I've got a really chill job on the Peacemaker. Maybe you're best suited for that. Look, it's a chill. It'll be a chill day for you guys. I'll bring in my boy Sam and Chad.
Okay.
And look, maybe they're best suited for this. I mean, I am sending like 1,000 stormtroopers down because it would be ridiculous to just send two men to check it in.
I'm focusing on you guys, but yeah, like hassle on my bits.
Okay.
Look.
All right, so like, you get a lot of droids.
Canvas Tatooine with a bunch of stormtroopers.
Like a lot. And also,
I still reckon R2-D2 and C-3PO might just slip through the radar.
But you know who probably won't slip through my radar?
Who's that?
Fucking Jedis.
How?
Mind tricks, I guess. Fuck.
Yeah. Plus, you're not... Is a moth force sensitive? Mm-mm. Is this like... Jedis.
No.
Scum. Mm.
So you can't really tell any Jedis. You're just like, this is a sandy planet full of shit.
Yeah, basically, I reckon episode 4 happens exactly as it happens, except Alderaan's not dead.
And the exhaust port is covered.
That's true. Covered. So at the end, they're like,
So yeah, they go to blow
at the window like this, right?
They've got the no. That's fine. Well, actually, the schematics mean nothing now.
Yeah, they wouldn't even. And also, they wouldn't need to blow up the attack the Peacemaker because it hasn't really blown up Alderaan.
It's just a threat really to the rebels. It's just a threat.
Yeah,
because I'd probably threaten. Like, Leia caved very easily, but. I was happy to threaten all the room.
Okay, so...
Like, I'm still a bad guy. I'm just a good bad guy.
Okay, so let's see. Let's take this...
The Hank Scorpio of Star Wars.
That's what's happened here. So, Leia...
No, like, Leia's
been rescued by Luke, Obi-Wan, and Han, and Chewie. But Obi-Wan's now alive because you haven't gone up against him with the saber. You're like, look, just take the princess.
I mean, look, she's like given me... Honestly, I don't even know why we took her in the first place. The one schematic that would have helped them, like
now it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Like, could you mean anything?
Actually, no. I've changed the Death Star a little bit since they've left. So their schematics would be like, oh, there's the port. Like, because the schematics would still say that there's a hole.
Yeah,
you're just crushing Luke when he goes in. You're just like now, and then me and Zammit in the exhaust plate. We go to eat our lunch. We're just like pew pew.
Yeah.
And because I know that you have the schematics, which means that I have the schematics, which means that, like, I know where the weaknesses are. I'm just putting a whole fucking bunch of guns right near it, knowing they're coming for it.
Okay, that takes care of the Jedi problem.
It takes care of the fucking Death Star exploding problem.
Yep.
It takes care of a lot of rebels, problems. Though. And, well, the rebels would be terrorists. They attacked the Peacemaker for no reason.
Yeah, Jon Tatooine at home is like, you hear about these rebels, love?
Rebel what happened, Jon?
They attacked the Thai. What, man? It's not called the Thai Moon anymore. The Peacemaker.
Oh, is that the one that watches you but doesn't do it in the creepy way?
Watches you but not in a creepy way, love. Just watches you like, I remember that like campaign. A friend watches you to make sure you're okay. Oh, those rebel scum. I hate them.
Oh, they just keep ruining everything.
See, everyone's turned on the rebels now. Like, not like, because in the movies, everyone's like, no, wait. At first, everyone's like, rebel scum.
And then they're like, actually, they just straight up destroyed Alderaan for no reason. having some thoughts about the Empire. Do you reckon when Palpatine comes back, he's proud? Is he like, you did a good job, or is he like, I wanted to destroy Alderaan?
He's probably a little... No,
I'm salty.
No, because he didn't want to destroy Alderaan.
Oh, yeah.
That was just
the old moth.
Yeah, the old moth.
Out with the old moth, in with the new moth.
Joel moth.
As they say.
That is a saying.
Talk and care of business.
Talk and care of business. That would be my slogan. The people's moth talking care of business.
And like a shitty like political cartoon of like Grand Moff Tarkin just you know, with like a giant boot just kicking it around.
Yeah. That just has Moff Doucher on it. So I think he'd be a bit salty that you made some changes.
Yeah, no, look, but I feel like that honestly, like I'm probably gonna get choked a bit. But
I don't know, he saved you, he'd be like, look, it's not destroyed. I did pretty good. Blah, 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 blah. Morale is up.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. I feel like that I've probably got enough sway with the Empire. Like, he made me Grand Moff. He's probably going to at least listen to me, and there'll be things to be like, you fucking did what? And I'll be like, look, it was for the best.
What did you end up calling it? The love?
No, the peacemaker.
But I really like the Death Star.
We rolled off the tongue.
We had a meeting. We had a focus group.
Everyone was like, the Death Star. You're like, Everyone was afraid of it.
Kind of expected this, but you can still call it the Death Star. We know it's the Death Star. Please stop electrocuting me. Thanks. Right. Let me speak for a second. It's just the peacemaker to those cunts. We know it's the Death Star. It's still the Death Star where it counts. In our hearts, our cold, dead Sith hearts. Am I right, fellas? Yes.
And then as the stormtroopers cheers you on, you know, Palpatine's like, this guy, he's changed things around.
So then what happens in Empire Strikes Back?
Well,
now,
there's no Death Star to rebuild because it still exists as the peacemaker.
How do they find him on Hoth again?
Probe droid.
So the probe droid would be... The probe droid would be there. You'd already have the Death Star. You just blow up Hoth.
And people would be like, why'd they blow up Hoth? Like, look.
Rebels were on.
Terrorists. Ice planet. Terrorists.
Ice planet. No other life. Just a bunch of fucking terrorists.
Exactly. Done. Sorted. Return of the Jedi doesn't happen because no Jedis are returning.
Yeah. People Luke died back in episode like, 4.
Yeah, the AT-ATs don't... What do you call them? AT-AT-AT? They don't get used. That's sad.
That is funny.
Somebody's got them all ready to deploy, and he's like, are we going? And you're like, oh, no,
hey, you know what's big? The Peacemaker. Do you know what would be sick? Riding an AT-AT around the Peacemaker.
Oh, man, yes.
But you could still use the AT-ATs. Just chuck them down as your first assault, and then if that still falls to shit, blow them up.
You know...
Because, look, Luke is no longer there.
Luke's not there anymore. You just got Leia and Obi-Wan. No Yoda, because he just stays on the swamp planet.
Yeah.
Being like... God, I wonder if stuff's happening out
there. I wonder if they found Luke.
I hope so.
Go to Luke's grave.
I hope so.
he'll bring balls to the force. He'll do it.
Cuts back to his grave again.
And then you blow up Hoth, and I guess...
Yeah, and people are like, whoa. And I'll be like, look, it wasn't what we wanted to do, but we looked at it from all angles. Like, it's an ice planet. There's no...
Could you just cover it up?
I probably could.
Nobody's on the ice
planet. No one's on the ice planet. No, there's no media there. Alderaan is like a huge planet. Mm. There's like trade and shit. Hoth? Fuck it off.
Who's on Hoth?
What? Do the Wampa have this like amazing like galactic trade federation? Nah. No, they don't.
Someone would be like, well, no planet here. You'd be like, oh, I don't think so.
What's the planet called Hoth here?
I think it's Hoth.
No, fuck it. I'm going to be upfront about it. I'd be like, look, we had enough intel that I felt like that it was necessary to take out the Rebel Squadron. And look, we tried ground troops first. Didn't work.
They slaughtered our troops. Those terrorist motherfuckers.
After trying to blow up our peacemaker, which watches you, but not in a creepy way. Hey, we got your back, guys. So they tried that, like, a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Now in this new thing. We're in a film. they're fucking... We found them, their hideout. We sent out down our ground troops. They just slaughtered them. We pulled out the remaining ones, like, got our boys out of there.
Got them back home. Even if that was a lie, it doesn't matter.
Boys out of there.
John
Tatooine
at home is like, what a good toff. I mean, moth.
Top of
I
the
like
town.
That toff.
Shut up, Marjorie! Wait, am I also a lady?
I have two wives. On Tatooine, it's okay.
I just figured that was the grandma.
Two sons, two moons.
Whatever. Two wives. Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, grandma, it's Moff, you idiot.
Oh, grandma. Uh-huh.
Shut up and go moisture farm for me, son. Oh, God, I hate my life. I'm going to go work for the Empire. That's where people are going. They're not dreaming of the Rebel Alliance. They're dreaming of working for the Empire now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you've turned the whole thing around. And if all of the Rebels still end up on Hoth, you've killed Han.
Also, I'd just like to point out...
You've killed Mon Mothma.
You've killed C-3PO and R2.
That's really left is Lando, but he's in Cloud City.
And he's happy to make a deal with...
He will just betray anyone that drops a fucking hat.
So good.
It's so good. I'm wearing a cape. Sick one, Lando. Sick one. My
Darth,
mate.
Like, look at
are there any Jedi left?
There's Yoda, but Yoda... he's in a swamp.
And he's going to die pretty soon.
He dies of old age very shortly after
and
these events.
Maybe depending what Obi-Wan does, like, because he could be like, shit, Luke just died, shit, what do we do?
Don't worry, there's another. Oh, no, she's dead too.
All you might have to worry about is just sneaky Obi-Wan maybe taking Leia and doing something on a different planet. But again, the likelihood of that happening, Obi-Wan, as we've previously discovered, is pretty incompetent. So
I'm pretty safe.
You know, you were bad at handling the Avengers. Weren't bad. Joel Dusher, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Not a good time.
I'd argue you weren't great being James Bond, but then again, you fixed all the problems we threw at you, so that was more on Jackson, though.
I think on my feet, lads.
You made a really fucking good Moff, Dusher. Yeah. Like, you won. You won for the Empire.
You won for the Empire, you won for the people.
And still made them look like okay guys.
I'm pretty sure I think Anakin, once he realizes Luke was his son, is now dead, might have a little bit of an issue with you.
No, because he would have known Luke. Fuck, come on. He's the most powerful Jedi in the universe, apparently. He'd sense his son.
Yeah, but it's dead now.
He might be mad, but whatever.
He'd be mad at you. But...
Vader's be getting salty, you move on.
Yeah. Vader's getting salty all the time.
Like, I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit pro-Empire at the end of this episode.
Same, like, no, Empire did well.
Like, I mean, like, this, sure, hey, whatever.
We've got the Peacekeeper, just keeping watch over us, but not in a creepy way.
No, so not in a weird way, just like
the eye in the sky that's watching you. It's got your back, but not in a creepy way.
Yeah, it's good, it's good.
It's good, I'm on board.
Yeah, it rolls off the tongue.
I'm trying to think if there's any other issues I'd have.
I literally can't even kind of think of anything that's going to stand in your way. I think you'll probably surpass Palpatine eventually.
I did blow up a planet, so that probably ticks his only box.
No, but you did. You blew up Hoth.
No, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. I did blow up a planet.
Yeah. I think he might be annoyed that he didn't get, like, a new apprentice. But I'm sure there's going to be someone out there that's going to be born with some more midi-chlorian bullshit.
Grand Moff Apprentice Dusha?
Depends. If you're strong with the Force.
Come on, guys.
I guess so. So at the end of this, Dusha, not only have you won space for the Empire
and the people,
I won the Star War.
You won the Star War. You also secured yourself a tasty little place as the new apprentice to old Palpy and Vader.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
can just
go fuck himself.
Go have a bit of a sulk.
Go just have a bit like, of a salty, cry.
Old salty Vader.
Go back to be like, why couldn't we have called it Padme? I mean, it was a good option. It would have been nice to honor her.
No, I did a sick job.
You did a sick job. Well done.
Good. Hey, on that note, I've been Grand Moff Dusha, the people's moff.
I've been both Princess Leia and
Jackson,
also
the stormtrooper.
Jackson the Stormtrooper.
And I've been Joel and Sam, both Stormtroopers. Good.
Hey, you're welcome to join my empire at any time. Mm. I'd appreciate you.
Mm. Remember, we guys, need you. It's the eye in the sky that's watching you, but not in a creepy way. It's just given, like, it's got
just,
your back.
It's just got your back.
Got your back, so don't stress.
Just, you know.
Vote Empire?
Vote Empire if we had elections, but we don't. So
take a bite out of that peacemaker and say hello to a new tomorrow.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.